Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. All right, so of course you can bring up anything. We're going to start things out by going to the phones and to the fun. We'll go to Brad Jardis, calling from New Hampshire, former law enforcement officer, spent over 10 years of his life on the streets and doing the job of a cop. Now is out of that profession and a liberty activist who's been working inside the system in many ways, in court, for instance. Came to a college campus recently and was intending to open carry firearms, but the college campus went over to the local courthouse and got an injunction filed, or rather a restraining order, temporary restraining order against Brad and his partner in that case, Tommy Mozingo, who both were intending on carrying firearms on the campus. They made quite a bit of a news splash about it. There was a real hubbub. It spiked traffic big time over at freekeen.com, where Brad is one of the bloggers. Brad Jardis, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Hey, good.
Well, thanks.
So I heard that there was some news in your case.
There was, actually. The decision came out today from the Grafton County Superior Court, and the judge ruled essentially that the university system of New Hampshire is not a political subdivision of the state of New Hampshire, and therefore is exempt from the preemption law that says that only the state legislature can regulate firearms. And this is extremely interesting because during our court hearing, it was brought up that the university system back in 1991 argued that they are a political subdivision. So essentially the judge is just making stuff up as he goes, as is quite common in the court system. But you're probably not surprised about that.
No, I'm not really surprised about that, and I'm also, you know, I'm sorry that you lost, Brad. Were you hoping that you would actually win at this level, right? I mean, you went to the courthouse, you asked people to stand for the judge, to, you know, kind of work within the system, and they threw it right back in your face.
Well, if you read the law, it's pretty clear that that we are correct, and the great part about this whole battle that we're in. To increase self-defense rights in New Hampshire, specifically on publicly owned university property, mm-hmm. is that before we went out and did it, I spoke to about 7 different state representatives, and they're having this fight right now in the state legislature. So because we lost today in the ruling that came out, they're going to use that to further a bill that was just passed by a 54% majority probably about a week ago, and they're going to use our loss to try to increase that majority to a veto-proof one because our governor here has already said that he's going to veto this law, which would specifically make it legal for students at publicly funded universities to carry firearms. So although it was a loss, it's also a win because there's a bunch of different ways we can win this battle, and that, of course, is to enhance self-defense freedom here in New Hampshire.
Now, are you planning on appealing this decision? It was just a Superior Court decision. Are you planning on appealing it up to the Supreme Court?
Well, we've been in discussion with a couple different state representatives, and we're still trying to decide exactly what we want to do. Once we find the absolute best avenue to proceed, we're going to do that. And, of course, you know, the ultimate goal here, whether it's through the court system or the legislature, is that, college students at publicly owned universities can have the right to defend themselves. I mean, anyone who looks at the statistics would see that 1 out of 4 women are sexually assaulted on a college campus every year, and that is just astounding.
Yes.
And, you know,
it doesn't even sound believable.
It doesn't sound believable, but I tell you, look it up yourself. And
drunk college frat boys, Mark, I believe it.
I wonder what they define as sexually assaulted, is what I wonder.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. I'll post that on your Facebook wall. I'll get you the statistic, and it is actually quite shocking. I have some other news for you guys,
shocked.
Though.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So Adam Kokesh from AdamVersusTheMan.com.
Yeah, we've had Adam a few times.
Yeah, he was in New Hampshire for the leading up to the primary, and I went out with him and some other great activists from New Hampshire to do some politicking for Ron Paul. And we went to a couple different events. We went to a Romney event, a Santorum event, and actually a couple Santorum events and some Gingrich events. And at one of the new Gingrich events, Adam was assaulted by a private security officer. And when we were there, we tried to make a report to the police.
On video. There's video of this happening. In front of multiple witnesses.
Multiple witnesses. So this guy, who's not a law enforcement officer, so he's got no authority to initiate violence, he gets out of his SUV, goes over and assaults Adam. And, you know, like, we're just like, oh, my God, like, what is this guy doing? And so I called 911. And essentially the police who were on scene basically told us they didn't care.
Yeah, they refused to take a statement about an assault that had happened. I mean, you wanted to report an assault, and they refused to even talk to you, basically.
Right. So they told Adam and I that, no, we're not going to take your complaint here. Go to the police station later. So Adam and I went to the police station at about, it was about 1 a.m. the very next morning, and Adam had his camera, and the police officer, a guy named Lieutenant Dyack of the Hudson, New Hampshire Police, he threatened Adam with arrest two or three times. And basically, I told him, I said, look, the first Federal Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled on this and said that people can film police in public. And he said, well, yeah, that doesn't supersede state law. And I said, no, it really does supersede state law. And he said, you know, no, it doesn't. And this is all on video. You can see it at Adam versus the Man, or you can see it at freekeen.com. Mm-hmm. And essentially, I argued with him for a little bit. I sort of played bad cop. Adam played good cop. And he eventually said, okay, I'll be back in a minute. And he went back. I'm suspecting he called an attorney. But he came back and said, yeah, I was wrong. And he goes, yeah, you guys can film me. And to see this is the first time I've ever seen this, you know, in my time as a police officer or, you know, in my time as a liberty activist. I have never seen a police officer or especially a police lieutenant who's in command of, an entire, you know, a fairly good sized police department admit straight up, yeah, I was wrong about something and you're right. And, you know, I think this is a pretty epic video that people should watch.
It's pretty surprising when he actually comes back and does that. I mean, clearly the guy's got somewhat a cooler head than certain people in the policing profession. Because I can tell you, I mean, I've shown some of these guys laws and stuff like that, and they just don't care. Like, they just, like, the court security at the local courthouse here, they don't give a damn what other courtrooms say or what the law says.
No. In the latest video with Pete, it was just shocking. You know, Pete had never been involved with any of these group, you know, sort of activities that have happened out there, and to see them sort of just insta-ban him.
Right, just because he was hanging around with me. I mean, Pete Ayer's been banned from the courthouse property simply because he was nearby me and Derek J. I mean, there's no reason whatsoever even given for banning Pete. So, I mean, these people just don't care. So it's completely random, you know, when you finally run into somebody that actually is willing to think and consider what it is you're saying to them.
Yeah, so what we've been talking about, myself and some other activists up here, is if the Hudson Police does a legitimate investigation into Newt Gingrich's security officer who assaulted Adam, who also, there's a woman from Connecticut who was assaulted by Newt Gingrich's security, that the Manchester Police is now investigating something that happened in Manchester. You know, this potentially could derail a presidential campaign because, you know, he's going to have two security officers that potentially could be arrested for assault.
Odds are good they'll drag their feet on the investigation and probably anything about it. But
we'll see. You know, we're going to keep the heat turned up on them. But, you know, I wanted to share with you and your listeners that that there is some good news, that there are police officers out there that if you make the argument to them in the right way, that they will back down. And
you called him, you called his bluff. He threatened to arrest Adam Kokesh, and you told Adam,
I saw the light.
You told Adam, keep recording, and you stood your ground. And I think that was the most important part of the video, where you didn't back down when this man was threatening you. And it was just his personal, you know, choice to take the effort to go and look for it. Because had he arrested you, he would not have been held liable. Brad, thanks for the call tonight, man. People can follow Brad over at freekeen.com. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful.
An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site. We give them all to you. So head over and, for instance, you can download years' worth of the show in archive format to MP3 over at freetalklive.com. Click all the way back to as late as 2006. and take as many as you like. They are completely free. Once again, free stuff over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. And coming up for the Liberty, for the Free State Project is the Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th. We are going to be broadcasting live throughout the Liberty Forum every single evening. We'll be doing Free Talk Live there. You, of course, should be there because there are hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people that will all be together in the same hotel for the weekend. And that alone would be enough reason to go, just to be around other people who think, like, you know, freedom's important, those folks. But also, you'll get to see great speakers like Peter Schiff. You may have heard of Peter Schiff. He's a very famous investment advisor who predicted a lot of the economic calamity that is striking the U.S. Also, Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. Other great speakers, including Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, Jody Emery from CannabisCulture.com, Prax Girl, as well as Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, and more. Go and see the full list over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code to get signed up, which is FTL20. D12. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Save 10% with code FTL2012. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what you want. And then coming up, more about the ability to record the police with another court case that might be of interest here. Spencer is on the line, though, listening in Salt Lake City. Spencer, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Spencer, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I actually just wanted to real quickly revisit a call from yesterday about Ayn Rand. I was listening on the podcast today.
Okay.
There was one point I did want to make a correction on. We talked about Rand being a minimal government type person, and a lot of people read her fictions, and she draws up an ethical system that really implies a lot of the things that you, Ian, advocate, which is that the state has no validity. The problem is that she really just didn't fully apply those implications herself. Now, she did, when we say Rand is a minarchist, you have to put a huge asterisk on that, because she did acknowledge that any involuntary funding of the state is immoral. So she's not a small government person in the traditional sense.
Well, my question to you would be this. If there was an organization that was self-funded, and that organization decided that it was going to enforce rules upon you, say that you could not imbibe marijuana or something like that, that it set itself up as an organization setting down whatever rules it sets down, even though it's self-funded in whatever way it's self-funded, the fact that it claims for itself a monopoly in the area of law enforcement is another aspect that's really important to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I'd be interested in hearing from somebody that knows more about Ayn Rand and what she believes. I'm not an expert on her. I just know what I've heard from people that are very familiar with her. And someone like a Pete Eyre, for instance, he would make it pretty clear that she is a minarchist, and that she's, I think, I don't want to speak for Pete, and I certainly can't speak for Ayn Rand.
And I wouldn't say minarchist like it's a bad word either. I think that Ayn Rand took people a long way down the road.
I thought I'd heard that Ayn Rand did not like libertarians because they were more principled than she was.
And that's really the disconnect. I know I'm pretty familiar with her philosophy, and although I wouldn't call myself a card-carrying Randite. The article you want to look for on this, it's from The Virtue of Selfishness, and it's called Government Financing in a Free Society. But that's really the disconnect. She laid down an ethical system that implies all of what you and I believe, Ian, that the state has no validity because it's funded by force, but she just never really acknowledged it herself. She seemed to have just kind of a cultural block, maybe, about ever actually embracing fully the idea that the state is not valid. My speculation is maybe it comes from her background and the association she had with anarchists as being left-wing. And she did say some pretty unfounded things about libertarians on that basis.
What was it that she had said about libertarians?
What's up?
What was it that she had said about libertarians?
you know, I don't remember it all in detail. There is a couple articles out there on the web that she wrote about the ideas of anarcho-capitalism and how basically her big complaint is that she still thinks there has to be a single provider.
I see. So she supports a monopoly government, but supports voluntary funding of it?
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
You know, it would be a step in the right direction. So there you go. Anything else you want to share, Spencer?
Well, I did also want to comment. The same caller who brought up Rand mentioned that he was raised as a Mormon, and I come from that background too. Mormon, so I just wanted to address one thing he said. He mentioned that we have in our articles of faith the idea of being subject to kings, magistrates, rulers, etc. And that is, it's a common belief, but I would encourage any Mormons who are listening or who are looking into the ideas of liberty to read that passage more carefully. Because the way I read it, it says that we're to support the officials of government in their upholding of rights. And so I would just encourage them to look into that. The interpretation the caller last night, which is very common among Mormons, is not necessarily the correct one.
So are you still a Mormon?
I am.
Oh, okay. And were you born as a Mormon?
Yes, I was.
Interesting. Do you wear the underwear?
Well, born, I, there's a caveat there. Mormons don't baptize or join the church until they're 8 years old. So technically,
so they're all consenting, basically. They at least some level understand what they're getting into, as opposed to being baptized when they're, you know, like two and couldn't possibly even be aware.
Yeah, well, as much as an 8-year-old could really understand. But yes, it's far better than, you know, just throwing infants into a church.
Interesting. Well, anything else you want to share tonight?
That would be about it.
Thanks, Spencer. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. Tom's in Michigan. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Tom.
Wow. This has been incredible. I've been listening to you guys for very long. I have a very good friend of mine here in Michigan, Kurt, who you guys know very well. He is,
indeed, sir.
He has influenced me to actually become a participant, or whatever you want to call it. I am so against our government, and I understand what is happening.
In what are you participating?
Well, I am in a court case right now.
All right. Tell me more about it here in a moment. We'll come back with more, Tom. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, North Korea punishes its people for not crying.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can get interactive on the Free Talk Live BBS with other listeners. You can also get show notes, like the show prep stuff that we use. That's there, too, over at the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's all free, of course, BBS. Woo! .freetalklive.com.
You all right, buddy?
Nope.
That, that little cookie you had during the break going down the wrong throat, huh?
Mm.
So we were just talking about Ayn Rand. If you want to get, say you tried to start Atlas Shrugged, and you just couldn't make it all the way through because you, I don't know, whatever, didn't have the time. It's a long book, there's no doubt. You could get it on audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/FTL for free. You can download it onto your MP3 device, play it in your car, put it on a jump drive, play it in your car if your car stereo takes a jump drive. In whatever way you want to, you can listen to the book, because audiblepodcast.com has tens of thousands of books available in all different categories, whether it's fiction, erotica, history, business, classics, science fiction, anything else. It's fast, it's easy, it's affordable, and you can get a free download just by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You get a free gold membership, and that the download's included. So give it a shot, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. What do you want? It's a free book.
Great deal and great service from audiblepodcast.com.
/FTL.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We go back to Tom listening in Detroit. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you were in a court situation out there?
Yes.
Tell me more.
being in a situation where I just had to wait for a while, I need to get my thoughts together. But, again, I have been under the influence, or I should say that I have been informed of the Free State Project, and I am totally on board. I am trying to do what I can here in Detroit. My friend Kurt has been the major influence of this. And now I am in a situation, I can't explain too much, I'm being charged for assault and battery. I don't know why, who, what, or when. I was informed of this and arraigned on December 8th. I still do not know who or what or when I supposedly did this.
Is the case the state of Michigan versus you, or is...
Yeah, it's a city in Michigan. And
okay.
And on that particular night, I called my friend Kurt because he was the only one that is informed and would be able to be my witness. And he heard, and I called him because I thought, you know, the cops told me that we're recording this on our video or whatever their recording device in the car. And I said, you know what? I was sitting in an ice cream shop, minding my own business. And I said, no, I'm going to call a friend. They said, no, you don't touch your phone. I said, no, excuse me, I'm going to call. And I called Kurt, and I said,
good for you.
Kurt, I just want you to listen to this because you're the only one that I have. And, of course, the police were very adamant about they have it recorded and yada yada. So here
so
I am.
So this was
now.
When they were serving you with notice that you needed to show up for an arraignment?
No, this was on November 13th when they did this. Now, three days later, tops, I get a letter in the mail that says that I'm being arrested, basically, by mail to show up for an assault charge.
And why were they
arrested by mail?
Yeah, well, why were they in the first place?
Right, what brought them into the ice cream shop?
Well, they told me that someone next door said that I touched someone. I have the police report. It is no more detailed than I touched someone, sometime, nothing other than that. So here I am right now still. This is now January 12th, and tomorrow I'm going to go watch a court date of my opponent, the prosecutor, because I'm taking this right to trial. At my arraignment, I said, nope, I'm not. They cut me a deal. Of course, they dropped all charges. Just go on probation for 12 months. We'll drop everything.
Jeez.
And just pay us this money, this extortion fund. And I
right.
can't do that.
If they're going to put you on probation, they're going to charge you with something. What are they going to charge you with?
No, they're dropping all the charges.
Well, how are they going to put you on probation?
He would just agree to it.
No, I had to agree to be disorderly.
I see.
Okay, so now, there's a way more to this. My attorney... hired an attorney, not my attorney, because I knew better. I have, again, through Kurt, I have come across Mark Stevens, I have come across Jurisdictionary, and I have way educated myself.
Good.
And I knew better than to have an attorney, because as soon as you have an attorney, you have assumed jurisdiction. You have let them assume jurisdiction against you.
They're assuming that already.
You can challenge jurisdiction all you want, day and night, and they just won't care about that. Not having an attorney is beneficial because the attorney has to do certain things that you don't have to do. The attorney has sworn an oath to be an officer of the court, and so therefore there are certain things the attorney is just not willing to do. Even if he agrees with it as a tactic, like, say, talking about jury nullification, for instance, he won't ever do it because he's too afraid that they'll pull his bar card, pull his membership from their private club, basically, and he'll no longer be able to practice law. But you, as an individual, don't have those same restrictions when you're acting as your own attorney or whatever they call that, representing yourself, which still doesn't make any sense to me. How can I represent myself? I am myself.
And not anyway, representing myself. I am myself.
It's just some weird legal mumbo-jumbo. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, exactly. I'm glad you made that point. So, I did not want to be represented by an attorney. What I wanted when I went to this attorney, who I knew, I asked him because I thought that the videotapes that they claimed that they saw me assaulting or whatever they claimed they did, I wanted those. I hired this attorney to do, and I paid him $175 to get those tapes. And guess what? Here I stand on January 12th. I went to the attorney today He has not done any of it. The FOIA information, which is a form that we have to file through the city to get the recording from the police car recording, was never done. Everything that I asked him to do that I made exactly plain and clear to do was not done. And here I stand with nothing in my hand but my friend Kurt, who heard the conversation because I called him to back me up.
When does this go to trial, Tom?
And this is the best part. I have not yet been informed on who I assaulted, when, what, or where.
It's crazy.
And the court date is set for February 10th.
So and I don't know what all the rules are in Michigan. Obviously, they change. I don't even know the rules in New Hampshire are, but I'm a little familiar with the system here. And I know that in most places you can do what they call file for discovery,
right.
Where the
yeah,
state
you can do that.
Has to provide you with all of the evidence that they have.
Hold on. I don't want to get you off, but check this out. Because of the fact that they have not informed me, and I am way more educated than most dummies, I have already filed 4 motions that come before the court on January 26th, which is, one, guaranteeing my constitutional rights to what I'm entitled to, 2, proving jurisdiction, 3, the fact that my Sixth Amendment rights have been totally disregarded, of informing me of what I'm charged with.
Right. And how are you supposed to defend yourself? You don't even know what the incident is.
Exactly. And that is plain and clear in our Sixth Amendment rights that we are supposed to be told, if you murdered someone, you might want to know who did it, or excuse me, who you murdered,
yeah.
And who, where it was, and when, and yada, yada. I have discovered none of it. And today, I went to my attorney that I hired to do all this for me, and he hands me all the paperwork that is completely sent to the wrong entity with nothing that I needed to know. And now he says to me, well, it's your responsibility to research this. I don't think so. It's the government's responsibility to tell me who the hell I did this to.
It sure is. I hope you'll keep us in the loop, Tom, and let us know what happens as this develops. I thank you for the call and the heads up tonight, and good luck out there. It's not easy. 855-453. The deck is way stacked against you. It's their court system. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century. Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. Here tonight, it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find different things that will help you get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, including web banners you can add to your website, your blog, also real-life flyers you can print out and distribute and post places. So different things to help spread the word about Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. And you can get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. We continue with you and your thoughts. Chris, calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Hey, guys. Just real quick on the Ayn Rand thing. The reason why she was against libertarianism is because libertarianism is a political code, not a moral one. Philosophy in the end is divided up into two categories, ethics and politics. And libertarianism does not uphold a particular philosophy in and of itself, which is why she said she was so disgusted with it. Because
doesn't it hold a philosophy that you shouldn't harm another person, you shouldn't aggress against another person?
Yeah, I always thought it was a very moral principle.
Objectivism is a philosophy. Libertarianism is not a philosophy.
Isn't that what she said?
Objectivism is not a political philosophy. It's a moral philosophy.
I disagree, though. I'm like, right. I mean, I know that's what she asserted. I disagree that it is true or not. I think that it is not political. I don't believe that libertarianism is a political. I believe that it is a philosophical, and it's philosophical.
It's a very moral movement.
You can't lay out libertarianism, you know, from A to Z like you can objectivism.
You do not aggress against other people for political or
right.
Social
to
games.
Say libertarianism is political is completely inaccurate because
where did
originally,
libertarianism come from? Who developed it?
It's a
conglomerate of John Locke, of Immanuel Kant, of objectivism. It's a bunch of different philosophies that are good. I'm not saying that it's bad. I think she went overboard. I'm a libertarian.
It's a conglomeration of a bunch of different philosophies.
But there is no libertarian philosophy. You cannot buy a book that says libertarianism and read straight up what libertarianism. You can about
sure you can. There's plenty of books like that.
A philosophy isn't a philosophy if one person didn't come up with it.
A philosophy in and of itself has to be inviolate for it to be a philosophy. It has to be
inviolate.
It has to be a set moral code. It can't vary. That's the whole purpose of ethics.
The idea of libertarianism is very set. I mean, again, when I joined the Libertarian Party, again, I'm no longer a libertarian today, but I'm a voluntarist.
The Libertarian Party doesn't mean, whether you're in the Libertarian Party doesn't really mean you're a libertarian.
No, that's one of the points I wanted to make, is it's not political. The Libertarian Party is just a wing of the entire libertarian movement.
Right. But like a tail feather.
But the moral philosophy was right there on the front page. I mean, it was right there in the signing agreement that you agreed that you would not use or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. I mean, clearly,
right,
libertarianism rejects the initiation of force, which is a moral perspective.
Of non-force, that libertarians obtain that idea from other philosophers who are not libertarians.
Just because it's a philosophy that is a conglomeration of other philosophies doesn't mean that it is not in and of itself a philosophy.
Do you think Ayn Rand was the first person to think up her ideas?
No, I'm not, because Ayn Rand differs from other classical liberals in her objectivism. What I'm saying is that she's making, as the way philosophy works, that in order to call something a philosophy, it can't be variable in its pretenses.
What's the variable factor when it comes to non-initiation of force?
I'm not sure if I really understand that question in the sense of how libertarianism works, because non-initiation of force, although it's part of libertarianism, does not claim
it's the founding principle. It's the founding principle of the concept.
That's a philosophy, right, you know, but it's not a philosophy. It's not the philosophy. It's a philosophy amongst others. Libertarianism
is not
philosophy.
No, it's the founding principle that which is the rest of it is, yeah, that's, it is that principle upon which the rest of the
property rights.
There are bad libertarians out there, or people that have not come to the complete idea of not aggressing against
people. Which is why I don't call myself a libertarian.
But that doesn't.
Anarchists make the same argument. Force is not anarchist.
Okay, hold on a second. You're saying objectivism is a philosophy. Can you point out why why this is true in this case, and how we can relate that to it being untrue in the libertarian case for communication purposes? Can you kind of just point that out? How is objectivism a philosophy in your realm, or in the way you're explaining things?
Yeah. Because objectivism is invariable in its pretenses.
What is the core
objectivism?
Objectivism
has certain guidelines that are part and parcel and only in reference to objectivism.
Can you sum up objectivism in one sentence?
Sure.
I can't do that without thinking too long.
So how is libertarianism variable?
It's variable in its body. That is, in its manifestation in the body politic, it's variable. There aren't
So I'm understanding here. Let me make sure I've got this clear. What you just said, it's in the variable in the body politic, meaning the individuals don't hold firm to the philosophy of liberty. Like, and that's true. A lot of people calling themselves libertarians, like Glenn Beck, for instance, some of these other people, are clearly not adhering to the philosophy, to the founding principle of non-initiation of force. So, you know, from that perspective, it's correct. So what you're saying is that objectivism is a valid philosophy to you because you believe all objectivists are lockstep with one another?
I'm not saying it's more valid over the guidelines of libertarianism. I see libertarianism as kind of like this progress. Libertarianism is a lot different today than it was 40, 50 years ago.
Sure.
So you're saying people that call themselves libertarians are different today than they were 20 years ago.
By your definition, if somebody who claims to be an objectivist believes something that's different than you, then objectivism is no longer a philosophy, right?
No, I'm saying that objectivism was invented by Ayn Rand. It's Ayn Rand's.
Okay.
So it's her philosophy. Okay.
So
nobody else's. It's hers. And so it's a philosophy which she wrote, and it is a philosophy which is invariable in its guidelines and pretenses, and libertarianism is variable.
Because you can't trace libertarianism back to one person and then decide what that... Wait, I'm not done. Because you can't trace libertarianism back to one person and that person has the say-so as to what libertarianism is, and because different people have different ideas as to what libertarianism is, to your definition, it's not a philosophy. Whereas, because objectivism was created by one person, you can either be a good objectivist or a bad objectivist. Is that the claim?
The claim that I'm saying is that libertarianism does not uphold a straight forward in variable philosophy. Philosophy is the interpretation of facts of how they are. Okay? And so libertarianism can't say that. Objectivism can't.
What about voluntarism? Okay. What about voluntarism?
Like,
because I'm not a libertarian.
I think he may have just come to it on this last sentence. Philosophy is a statement of about how things are.
Philosophy is a philosophy is the statement of things of how they are, of how they're observed, knowledge.
Definition of philosophy from dictionary.com, a system of principles for guidance in practical affairs. Libertarian principle is a very simple system. You don't initiate force against other human beings.
Sure, so. Certainly it fits into that definition, but it doesn't fit into his definition.
No,
so,
clearly
I mean,
not.
If that's your operating
but
definition,
but I'm betting his
fine.
Definition's coming from Ayn Rand.
No, he said it was from Aristotle.
Oh, really?
Some dead Greek guy.
No, what I'm saying is philosophy, as defined by Aristotle, is when somebody says, this is life, this is how things and how they are, and it's used invariably as their guideline, their philosophy, in which they, you know, see things the way they react, the way they...
Definition number one, the rational investigation of the truths and principles of being, knowledge, or conduct. Two, any of the three branches, namely natural philosophy, moral philosophy, and metaphysical philosophy that are accepted as composing this study.
But you can write a book on libertarianism and people will object. Right, but if you can write a book on objectivism, it has to hold true to objectivism. And I think
you mean it has to hold true to the dear leader Ayn Rand and her vision of whatever objectivism was. Would you consider yourself a Randite?
No, I'm not. I'm just.
No,
I'm
you sound like
one.
Well, I don't know that. If that's his definition, fine. I mean, it seems to fit. You know, to some extent or another. To me, what my understanding of what a philosophy was, you know, your framework for dealing with the world, the way you conduct yourself.
I think you're the way you pigeonhole a definition as a way you communicate something. It sort of decreases your ability to communicate with others. If you can't come to common terms with the word philosophy in this discussion where we can all agree on a lot of things,
okay.
I think it's going to be difficult for you to communicate and persuade and to inform other people.
I totally agree. It seems that we have a different understanding of what the word philosophy means.
Right.
My
so what was the intention of your... What was the point overall of your call?
Clear it up.
Oh, the point of... of my call is that was what Ayn Rand was trying to get across, regardless of whether or not I agree. That was her argument, that libertarianism does not uphold, according to Ayn Rand.
And I would say Ayn Rand is wrong about that. Thank you for the call,
sure.
Chris. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Wow.
Who cares what Ayn Rand thinks?
There's a roundabout way to get to that.
Yeah, who cares what she thinks? She's not even around anymore. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.